You're listening to Around the Dirt Oval, a new podcast featuring dirt track promoters, dirt track owners, and series directors, as well as many, many more. And now, let's get into today's discussion. Welcome back into Around the Dirt Oval. I'm Joe Rector, the host of Around the Dirt Oval, and I just want to thank you for joining us once again for this podcast. We're still trying to grow. We're still trying to hook up some more interviews. But, hey, we appreciate your support as we continue to grow. We're going to do a little bit of a different show this week. I didn't have any time to get together the recap from last week and put together a thing for next week. So what I thought I would do would be to do a Eldora Dream preview. As you may know, starting tonight, this is, of course, Wednesday, June 9th is when I'm recording, is the 27th Dirt Late Models Dream. It's prelim night. Tomorrow night, the 10th, will be the show for 127,000. And then on Friday and Saturday will be the show. It would be the 26th Dirt Late Model Dream for 126,000. So I got my hands on a entry list, or it was put together in a group I saw, and it was guys who were going to be at Eldora, or at least they were planning on it. And so I thought we'd do a little preview. We'll highlight, you know, every driver coming, you know, where they're from, you know, the number, and, you know, maybe a fact or some highlights of their racing career. Because I thought it'd be pretty cool. And then we'll kind of talk about who I think will win it. Because there are going to be somewhere in the range of, I think, 60 to 80 super late models there. But if we're being honest, six have a chance, maybe 10 have a chance to win it, just because, you know, talent level and, you know, the equipment is also a big deal. So, we'll go ahead and we'll take a little ad break real quick. I know we just came into it, but we won't have enough time to talk about all the drivers, so we'll do that right after the break. Thank you so much to Anchor. Without them, this would not be possible. And without further ado, let's go ahead and get into driver previews. And we'll start off. We'll start with zero and we'll work our way all the way to 157. So, driving the number zero, y'all already know who this is. It's Scott Blomquist. He's out of Mooresburg, Tennessee. If you know a little bit about Scott, the Bloomer, as they call him, he just kind of came back after early April, I think, after the Bristol Bash. He kind of dropped off toward Outlaws Tour. It took some time to work on his chassis, equipment, get things going again, and he finally came back at the Show Me 100 in late May. He did decent on the prelim nights, finished 22nd on the feature. And then last weekend at the Historic 100, he finished 11th in the feature. I think he did pretty good on the prelim night too. So, but of course, he is the 2002, 2004, 2006, 2008, 2013, 2017, 2018 Dream winner. And of course, he would have one more win, but he was too light at the scales. And so, if you don't know about that, go look up Scott Blomquist, Light at the Scales of Eldora on YouTube, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Next up, driving number one car out of New Berlin, Illinois, it's Brandon Shepherd. He was the 2019 Dream winner. He currently leads toward Outlaws points. And he's been top five in his previous six races. So he's been pretty hot lately. I know he started off the year not to everyone's expectations, because he lit the world on fire last year, and like led, I think he led the country in wins, super late mono wins. So maybe he's finally starting to get back to where he was last year. Driving the number one also, he'll probably be in the 1C or 1S, something like that, out of Mount Vernon, Iowa. He's a two-time MLRA Series champion. He's a four-time winner of the Yankee Dirt Track Classic in Farley, Iowa. It's Chad Simpson. And if I'm not mistaken, I may be mistaken, but I believe he's up there in the point standings again with MLRA. So be looking out for him later in the year to maybe take another series championship. Next up is the 1G of Ryan King out of Seymour, Tennessee. Basically Knoxville. We can continue to debate on that, though. He drives the Warrior Race Car House Car. So, of course, if you don't know what that means, he is basically a Warrior Race Car. They make race cars, sell them, whatever. And he just drives their best one, essentially. It kind of is a, I like to say it's a rolling billboard, because it kind of shows and proves what those cars can do. And by him going out there and performing, it makes people more interested in buying one of their cars. Next up is the 2S Stormy Scott. He is out of Las Cruces, New Mexico. He won earlier this year at the Winter Nationals in East Bay. Has had mediocre results since then. But who knows? Maybe he can get a prelim night win, or definitely a top 5, top 10, if he can get a good qualifying time. Next up is the 3S. That's Brian Shirley. He's out of Chatham, Illinois. Last year, Brian was the Dirt Car Summer Nationals champion, the Dirt Car National Late Model champion, and the Mars Racing Series champion. He took home a lot of awards, a lot of feature wins, and so he was pretty hot out on the scene last year. But maybe we could see Brian Shirley mixing up with some of the big boys this year at Eldora. Driving the number 4 car is Travis Stimler out of Ionia, Michigan. He was the 2015 Eldora Track Modified Champion. So he knows a little bit about running up front at Eldora, winning at Eldora. So maybe, just maybe, if he can get the equipment right and the conditions fit him well, who knows? We could see Travis Stimler up front. The 4G of Cody Evans is next. He is out of Camden, Ohio. He's one of the younger guys out in the field. Only 22 years old. And he's got one super late model feature win on the year so far. After that is the 5N of Dustin Nobby. He is out of Batesville, Indiana. Earlier this year, he was 11th at the Johnny Appleseed Classic, which is at Eldora. Getting some seat time at Eldora, trying to figure it out a little bit. And currently, he sits 3rd in the Ironman North points. This next guy needs no introduction. He's going to be driving the 6th car. He's going to be out of Elk Grove, California. He is by far the number one pound for pound dirt track racer in the country. Doesn't matter what you put him in. You can put him in a sprint car. You can put him in a midget. You can probably put this guy in a street stock. You, of course, put him in a super late ball. You probably put him in a little red wagon, and he'll wheel that around. It's Kyle Young Money Larson. As a big NASCAR fan, I've known about his talent for years, but not until last year did people kind of really see the potential that he has. And, you know, in the last calendar year, I guess you could say, or the last 365 days, like, he has unleashed his talent and potential on the dirt track racing world, on NASCAR world. He is going crazy. And honestly, they're going to bring that number six car up there. I honestly think he could be the one that goes home with 250,000 plus. He is a guy that I feel like could win all four nights. So be on the lookout for Kyle Larson to do that. Up next, also in the six, is Nick Hoffman out of Mooresville, North Carolina. He has won six straight Big Gator Points Championships at Volusia in the modified division. So he knows what it's like to, you know, run competitive. So maybe he can get a good finish in one of the prelim nights, and maybe we can see him in one of the shows. Up next is the 6JR of Parker Martin. He, I believe, is the youngest in the Dream. He is just 17 years old out of Milledgeville, Georgia. And so maybe he could be someone to look out for, especially just to see, you know, you got someone like Scott Blomquist in the 60s, and then you got this guy who's 17 years old racing at the Dream. So it'd be a big week for him to have a great finish. Driver number seven is Ricky Weiss. He is out of, and I believe he is the only Canadian. He's out of the province of Manitoba and the city of Headingley. Headingley. He currently sits fourth in the World Outlaw points. He was also the 2019 World Outlaws Rookie of the Year. So pretty cool to see, you know, it's not just Americans in this. Ricky Weiss is the only Canadian to be in the Dream. Driving the 7R is Kent Robinson. He's out of Bloomington, Indiana. He's only made a few super late mile starts this year, but he plans on running all four nights of the Dream. Driving the number 8 car is Kyle Strickler out of Sinking Spring, Pennsylvania. If you've been watching the World Outlaws, you would know he's 9th in their points. And Kyle has been running up front all year long. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was doing it anytime this week. Driving the number C9 is Steve Kesselbolt out of Richmond, Indiana. He is the 2007 Dream winner, but he hasn't been in victory lane this year. So maybe this could be the event where he's won Eldora before on the big stage. Maybe he does it again this week. Driving the number 9 car is Devin Moran out of Dresden, Ohio. He was the 2021 Dirt Car Nationals champion at Volusia Speedway earlier this year. He currently leads the Ironman North points. And if you've been watching some of the big unsanctioned events, you hear his name quite a bit. So, Devin Moran, obviously Ohio kid, so he'll be one to look out for as well. Driving number 11 car is Gordy Gundaker out of St. Charles, Missouri. He's had some top fives with the Mars Tour and the Dirt Car Tour this year. Driving the number 11 also is Josh Rice out of Verona, Kentucky. I saw some tweets and stuff about him saying he's or some people saying he's had some really bad luck lately, where he's been running up front or something like that and something happens. So maybe luck changes at Eldora this weekend or this week, and maybe, just maybe, he can get a top 10, top 5, or who knows, we could see Josh Rice and Victor Lane. Also driving a number 11 car is Spencer Hughes out of Meridian, Mississippi. Fun fact about Spencer, he has won in 3 different types of cars this year. He's won in a street stock, modified, and a super late model. driving the number 14 car out of Norman Park, Georgia. Like some others in the field, he's been doing some crate racing and other stuff lately. Hasn't picked up any super late model wins on the year. Also driving 14 car is Josh Richards out of Shenstone, West Virginia. Fourth on Lucas Oil Points. Driving for Clint Boyer Racing. He was the Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series champion in 2017. Also won the World of Outlaws Late Model Championship in 2009, 2010, 2013, and 2016. Driving number 16 car is Brian Nuttall Jr. out of Claxton, Georgia. He participated in the Bristol Dirt Nationals early this year. He made the feature on the Friday night portion of the show, finishing, I believe, 18th, right behind another Georgia native, Chase Elliott from Dawsonville. So pretty cool for him to be in that. Driving the number 17 car is Logan Roberson out of Waynesboro, Virginia. He was one of the participants in the Flow Racing fan vote. Came down to the wire with him and another entrant, but he did not get it. But he'll still be there participating this week. He's been doing some crate racing also this year, but he's slowly kind of moving into super racing. And so maybe we see him go on a series or something like that sometime next year. Driving number 17 M out of Chickamauga, Georgia, it's Dell McDowell. Dell was just crowned the Schaefer's Oil Spring National Series champion. And this is his second time because he also won it back in 2019. And hey, how about it cap off a great month for Dell? He'll come up to the Eldora. He won the 2005 World 100 here and the 2014 Dream. So hey, he's seen victory lane out of Eldora. Maybe he sees it again this week. Driving number 18 car from Manhattan, Kansas, it's Chase Junkins. I can't pronounce that last name. He is in the past 3 years, he's been top six in the World Outlaws points. In the past 3 years, so maybe, just maybe, he'll be racing against a regular crowd, so we could see him in victory lane. Definitely see him top five, top ten throughout the week. Also driving number 18 car, Shannon Babb. He is from Mweka, Illinois. It looks like a Native American city name, and it's very hard to pronounce. But he has had a World Outlaws win earlier this year, and he won a prelim feature last year at Eldora. So he's seen victory lane at Eldora pretty recently. Maybe he can do it again this week. Driving number 19R, Ryan Gustin out of Marshallton, Iowa. He currently sits sixth in the World Outlaws points. He's a two-time USMTS national champion. If you don't know what this is, that is a modified series. And now we get into the 20s. Driving the number 20 from Newport, Tennessee, it's a Newport Nightmare. It's Jimmy Owens. He's a 2009 Dream winner, the two-time World 100 winner. Currently sits 10th in Lucas Oil points. And he's one of those guys who I would say, you know, in the top 10 potentially to win it this week. Driving number 20 RT is Ricky Thornton Jr. from Chandler, Arizona. He sits 5th in Lucas Oil points at the moment. He's got 5 feature wins this year, running mid-pack and towards the front basically for a majority of it. Driving number 21 is Billy Moyer from Des Moines, Iowa. He's a 1998 and the 2010 Dream winner, and maybe he notches himself a Dream win this week for the 2020s. Also in the 21 car, it's Robbie Hensley from Walton, Kentucky. He's a kind of local Kentucky racer. Doesn't really get on the big scene that much, but But hey, maybe he'll have a heck of a week for himself up at Eldora. Driver number 22, it's Chris Ferguson from Mount Holly, North Carolina. Only win on the year was at the first Bristol feature in the Dirt Nationals. So he's obviously, you know, been successful at a big half mile dirt track. And maybe he can finally see himself back in victory lane at Eldora. The 22 also is going to be Greg Satterley from Indiana, Pennsylvania. He had a P2 at the speed plant at West Virginia Motor Speedway for the Historic 100 in both features, actually, which is 5/8 mile, a little bit bigger than Eldora. So he's got a motor, obviously, to run well here. So we'll just have to see. Driver number 25 is Jason Feger. He's out of Bloomington, Illinois. He currently sits second in the Mars points at the moment. Also driving number 25, Shane Clanton from Zebulon, Georgia. 2012 Dream winner. Currently sits sixth in Lucas Oil points. Driving number 26 is Jimmy Sharp Jr. from Soperton, Georgia. Interesting story here for Jimmy Sharp Jr. Last year at Eldora, I don't know if he was a fan in stands or if he was driving there, but he won the $80,000 50-50 raffle at Eldora, which meant he took, or it was over $80,000. He took home like $45,000. Went and bought himself a new Longhorn chassis. So it'll be back up at Eldora this time racing. So pretty cool story there. Driver number 28 is Dennis Erb Jr. He's from Carpentersville, Illinois. He won the 2016 Dream. Currently sits 5th in the Mars Tour, 7th in the World Outlaw points. So he's running pretty well this year. I've seen his name up in the ticker pretty frequently. So, hey, maybe this is the week for him. Driver number 28 is Jimmy Mars from Menominee, Wisconsin, 1997 Dream winner. Hasn't really run well on big national tours, but he's got two local wins. I believe one was up at Mississippi Thunder, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe this is a good week for him. 29, Daryl Lanigan from Union, Kentucky, 2008, 2012, 2014, World of Outlaw champion, as well as the 2003 Dream winner. Hasn't had a lot of success at the big stages lately. Maybe he can turn around this week. Number 31, Tyler Millwood from Kingston, Georgia. Picked up a lot of local super late model wins throughout this year. 32, Bobby Pierce, one of those guys that you can expect to be up there fighting for the wins. He's from Oakwood, Illinois, three-time UMP Dirt Car National Champ, three-time UMP Dirt Car Summer National Champ. Pretty successful getting real into super late models, I feel like, this year, more so than the last few years. So pretty cool to see. Also driving the number 32, it's Chris Simpson from Oxford, Iowa. He won a feature last weekend, actually, with the MLRA series. So he's been in victory lane pretty much. I don't know what I'm going to say there with him. Victory lane is fresh in his mind compared to some other people. So maybe that can fuel him this week. 33 is Jeff Matthews from Apollo Beach in Florida. He's won over 500 features in late models and modifies over his racing career. It's pretty cool. Number 37 is Jacob Hawkins. He's from Fairmont, West Virginia. Ran well at the late model lid lifter. I believe he was running and leading laps. And then, I don't want to be mistaken, I believe Devin Moran wrecked him, or, you know, name kind of like that. So it did not end how he expected or wanted to, at least. Number 39 is Tim McCready. He's out of Waterton, New York. Or I guess they pronounce it Watertown. He currently leads Lucas Oil points. He was the 2006 Ward Outlaws champion. He won the dirt late model stream last year at Eldora. Pretty cool. The 40B is Kyle Bronson from Brandon, Florida. He currently sits 8th in Lucas Oil points. Hasn't won a feature since, or hasn't won a feature in a super since January. The 44 is Chris Madden. He is from Gray Court, South Carolina. He sits 2nd in the Ward Outlaws point standings. He swept the Ward Outlaws Port Royal races back in late May. And here is another contender. It's the 49. It's Jonathan Davenport. He's from Blairsville, Georgia. 2015 Dream winner. Won the Intercontinental Classic last year at Eldora. 2015, 2018, 2019 Lucas Oil Dirt Late Model Series champion. Won 5 races in 2020. However, he's won 14 in 2021. Currently sits 3rd in Lucas Oil points. But he has been on a tear this year. If you've been watching those Flow Racing Night in America races, it's him, it's Kyle Larson. Those are the two that run up front in those. Honestly, all week long, those are the two you got to be watching out for. You can honestly say, hey, Kyle Larson will win the first one, and then Jonathan Davenport will win the second one. No one should be surprised if that happens at all. The number 50 is Ryan Missler from Bellevue, Ohio, about 150, 140 miles northeast of Eldora. He won the Flow Racing Dream Fan Vote, which meant he received free entry fees for all the races, pit passes for all 4 nights, $1,500 in Hoosier Racing's hires, $1,000 fuel set of ratchet belts, and custom apparel designed by Race Ranch. Pretty cool to see that. That is a big thing for someone who doesn't have a ton of money or funding, something like that. So pretty cool that Flow Racing put that on. And the number 55, it's Jeep Van Warmer at Pencoming, Michigan. He has won at Eldora before, but it was not the Dream, not the World 100. It was the 2003 UMP Fall Nationals. So maybe, just maybe, after 18 years, he can get back in victory lane at Eldora. And the number 71, it's Hudson O'Neill out of Martinsville, Indiana. 2nd in Lucas Oil points. Currently, he won back at Eldora in May, early May or mid-May, something like that. So maybe he can get back in victory lane this month. Number 76 is Brandon Overton from Evans, Georgia. Currently has 11 wins on the year out of 37 races. He has been in the top 5 in the past 7 races. He's also in that group with Davenport, Larson. Expect him to be up front and contending for the wins. And the number 81 is Jason Riggs out of College Grove, Georgia. 6 all-time super late model wins. And number 83 is Scott James out of Lawrenceburg, Indiana. He finished 2nd in the 2006 Dream. And number 87 is Ross Bells from Clover, South Carolina. He finished P3 in Bristol for that 25,000 race. And the number 89 out of Folsom, New Jersey, G.R. Smith, Gardrell Smith, whatever you want to call the guy. Most notably, or I would say it's fresh in people's minds that he wrecked Joseph Joyner back in, February, March, something like that. So that's all I can think of when I think of G.R. Smith. And number 99B, it's Boone Briggs out of Bear Lake, Pennsylvania. 8th in the World Outlaws points. Still looking for his first Outlaws win. He's had like 270 starts with Outlaws or just super late model starts. No wins. maybe he gets his first career win this week. In number 99 JR, it's Frank Heckenass Jr. out of Frankfort, Illinois. Second in the Dirt Cars Summer Nationals and Mars Series last year. In the 111, it's Steven Roberts out of Sylvester, Georgia. In the 111V, it's Max Blair out of Titusville, Pennsylvania. Very accomplished driver throughout the Northeast. And in number 157 from Tennessee, Mike Marlar. He's the 2018 World Outlaw champion. He currently sits 7th in Lucas Oil Points. But from what I most know him as, he's that dirt track guy that raced in the Bristol Cup Series and Truck Series race earlier this year. So he was kind of expanding out into doing different things, which is pretty cool and awesome to see. And that is it for the drivers that I know of. I know there's some more. I think like Jensen Ford, he's the current leader in the Ironman South standings, I believe. I may be mistaken. I can look it up. But I know he was a name that I heard of. That I'm trying to think of any others. No. He was the only one. Jensen Ford, yes, currently leads the Ironman Southern Region Championship points at the moment. But that was all the racers I could think of and saw on the list. So hope y'all enjoyed that. And we'll take a quick break. We're back. It was a quick break for you, but I had to take a few minutes, just get a quick breather after talking for almost 30 minutes about drivers, stuff like that. Hope you all enjoyed just little facts and stuff about some of the drivers, what they've gone through. It's just information I like to, know. Especially at an event like this. So the 27th Dream Kick gets kicked off tonight on Flow Racing. 6:30 is when hot laps are expected to begin. And then racing is supposed to start around 8 p.m. And, of course, it's, I would assume, qualifying, then heat races, then their prelim features. And I would assume also maybe a B main or two. And then tomorrow on Thursday, Hot Laps also 6:30 and Showtime at 8. Same thing, I would assume, goes for Friday and Saturday. And so that's basically it for the Dream. That's all that's really going on this weekend. I know there's some more shows and some other series running, but for the most part, all eyes will be on Eldora. That's where all the money is. That's where all the good super drivers are going. And it's going to be a sight to see, especially since we haven't had an event like this in 2 years. So we're just excited to have that back. I'm still trying to work on setting up interviews. I've been working on a new plan of getting in contact with tracks and, trying to get them to understand what I'm trying to do. So we'll have to see if that works out. If it doesn't, oh well, we'll figure something out. But I just appreciate your support. Make sure to share the podcast, like the podcast, give me some feedback. Maybe we'll add a new segment or two. Also, I'm still looking for another host. So if you know someone who's interested in creating a dirt podcast or a dirt racing podcast, and maybe they can help me or something like that, just get in contact with me, either through our social media pages, our website, or email. So thanks for listening, and I'll see y'all next week. Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Around the Dirt Oval. Make sure to come back next week for a new episode, and make sure to stay up to date with all news from Around the Dirt Oval by following us on all of our social media feeds. For more information, go to aroundthedirtoval.com. We'll see you next time.